This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.
Season gets underway, many of us are dreaming of our next adventure. But with rising costs, making the most of our annual leave and budgeting has never been more important. Ben Wiseman from Meath, better known as Wisey Wanders online, is a teacher who spends his school holidays exploring the world. Through his TikTok, he shares honest travel reviews, hidden gems, and practical tips to help people travel smarter. He's also launching a brand new website dedicating to helping travellers find the best experiences without the influencer hype. Ben, thank you so much for joining me on the show. For people who haven't come across Wisey Wanders before, tell us a bit about yourself and how you ended up becoming a travel content creator on top of being a teacher.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me on. So I'm a business and economics teacher from Dublin, and my friends call me Wisey. So that's sort of how the name became about, because my surname is Wiseman. And over the last year, I was fortunate enough to meet an Australian fella who I became good friends with, and he took into making some TikToks himself. His name is Jared Homan on TikTok, and kind of gave me the confidence to start making some videos on all my traveling that I do, because I was taking all these pictures and videos and they were just going to waste. So I decided I would start to make some tips and honest reviews on the places that I've been to.
And that content's been taken off for you. As someone who has to maximise your travel around your school holidays, actually, what's the biggest lesson you've learned about making the most of your time off as well?
Okay, so obviously as teachers, especially in secondary school, we get about 3 months off a year at the summertime, but travel can be quite expensive during those periods. So I'd recommend, like, for anyone that wants to maximise the time that they get off and travel within a budget, would be definitely take advantage of bank holidays. So if you have a Monday off, or even if your school shuts for a Friday at some point during the year, take a flight on a Friday, come back on a Sunday, take a flight on a Saturday morning, come back on a Monday evening. And it tends to be a lot cheaper, especially if you go for a short city break in Europe.
As you've now picked up some actual proper travel hacks like you've just shared there, can you bust a myth for us here? Meaningful trips, can they be just a long weekend, as you've said there, or can a longer holiday be more rewarding?
I would say both have their benefits. Definitely, I can bust a myth and say that the shorter holidays are very, very rewarding. You can go anywhere in Europe within 4 hours and have an incredible time in a city that you would never even dream of being to. Like, if you go to a city, take a look on TikTok or even on my page, you'll see some random cities that I've been to. For example, Latvia, I've been to Riga, I've been to Bratislava. If you have a look at those, I have a list of a load of random and fun things that I've done that I'd highly recommend that would kill a weekend.
With travel costs rising as well, are there any destinations, as well as those that you've just mentioned there, that actually offer incredible value for money nowadays compared to the more popular tourist hotspots? Have you kind of learned a bit of a hack with that?
Yeah, at the moment I'm actually in Lake Como in Italy. And I can tell you, like, I go to Italy nearly every year, and flights are relatively expensive. But when you get here, if you go to the right areas, you can spend no more than €2 on a coffee, €2 on a beer. You could get breakfast or lunch for no more than €15. It's a really, really cheap country that packs a punch with the sort of food, coffee that you get to drink and eat, and has unbelievable scenery, mountains, lakes, sea, every sort of thing you want on a holiday.
Are there any destinations that you feel are bucket list worthy that we don't actually see a lot of on social media? You can see the same locations being pushed at you online as something that you need to visit as a bucket list place. But is there one that we're missing?
Yeah, 100%. If we're talking worldwide, we're talking Cambodia, specifically Koh Rong Island. I was there 2 years ago and the weather was incredible. The water was crystal clear. You're eating the most amazing food for no more than €1 to €2 per meal. It's just a kind of a country that's really accepting of tourists, and they want to take you in and show you sort of what goes on in their life and introduce it to their culture. But if we're talking in Europe, in the last year I've been to Riga and in Latvia, and it was incredible, between food, things to do, and just never imagining going to Riga before I started into my travel bug era, it was really surprising.
I love adding more things to my old travel bucket list, and they probably wouldn't have been anywhere near the top of the bucket list that you would see other people talk about. So it's great that you have such honest reviews, and that's your whole thing, is that you give honest reviews of where you've been. Have you ever visited a place though that looked absolutely unreal online but was a bit more disappointing in reality?
Yeah, the first one that comes to mind was Pisa in Italy. So obviously it has the Leaning Tower there, but that is, which is amazing, but there is nothing else to do there unless you want to do a bit of shopping. But I don't think anyone goes to Pisa for a bit of shopping when you're not too far from Milan or Rome. It was just a bit unsafe feeling, very tourist trap restaurants. People are trying to pull you in to get a bite to eat. And it just overall really bad vibes.
That's so funny because I have actually heard people speak very complimentary about Pisa. So I suppose it can be what you make of it, but it's really interesting to see your point of view on that, considering you've been to so many places now. I know you've got a series on your TikTok for interrailing as well. What advice would you give to someone who's hoping to go interrailing for the first time? Like, how did they plan a route? Are there any specific apps that they need to help them plan routes and understand the local public transport and all that?
Yeah, for sure. I've recently come in touch with a Swedish bloke on TikTok, and he has made a website which is a bit of a lifesaver. It's an app as well, and you can find him on TikTok at Raily.app, so Raily.app, and he has created an app slash website that you can actually plan your whole Interrail trip, which is something that the Interrail website itself is missing. Because when I did it last year, I was using Excel sheets and trying to find train times and then pop them into the Excel sheet, and it was all just very time consuming. But this man has compiled everything into this one app, which is, I think, very useful, and it's free as well. Another thing I would say is Airbnbs is your best bet. So hotels or hostels are great, but if you want to have a real authentic experience in a city or a country, I would recommend Airbnb, because it's like stepping into someone's home, and they can be very cheap as well if you do it correctly. If you just have a scan on Airbnb, there's a map feature where you can zoom in and out of a particular area in a town, and it shows you all the different prices of the properties there. If you just zoom out a little bit and kind of stay on the edge of a town, it'll be way cheaper than in the centre, and you're never too far away from the centre if you do need to walk into the town.
That's a really good tip as well. Even if you're not going into railing, but wherever you're going, I think people can take that on. I know you're traveling you're launching a new travel website at the minute. What can people expect from it, and how is it going to be different from the typical travel blogs and influencer recommendations that we see online?
Well, as you said, it's all about honest reviews, travel tips, and I have some itinerary recommendations or inspiration in there as well. It's wisewanders.com, wisewanders.com, and I've just launched it yesterday, so you can get that on my TikTok or my Instagram bios. They can expect blog style posts. I have a newsletter feature that's coming soon where I'll be sending out exclusive hidden gems from countries that I've been to, or itinerary inspirations. So that's all I have planned for the moment, and we'll see what the future holds for that website.
Before I let you go, Ben, where is your next trip? Where are you going next? I know at the minute you're obviously in Como, but what's next on the agenda?
Where I plan to go next is back to Copenhagen for the second time this year. What an incredible city. It is really cool, really good vibes, very slow, great coffee, great food. You can't really go wrong with Copenhagen. That's something you should add to your list if you're looking for a European trip this summer.
Ben, thank you so much for joining me on iRadio's group chat. Ben Wiseman there, better known as Wisey Wanders online.
Thanks very much.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it.